in the sugya of menuchas hanefesh, trying to find a little menuchas hanefesh in a difficult time, in difficult times. Bechlal, David HaMelech davened for all of us. That's what we spoke about last time. Al zois yispalo kol chosid la'is mitzoy. Al zois. David HaMelech was davening for each and every one of us to be able to find that zois in life. And the zois we've been learning means to be able to understand what is it, this moment in my life. What is it that the Baruch Shalom is asking of me? What can I do this moment? We spoke about the cherpes, the disgrace, the humiliation of life when a person is constantly thinking, reflecting back on the failures of the past and filled with anxiety regarding the future, that he can't have that moment of menuchas hanefesh in the present. And because of these thoughts, these memories, the person is overcome by bilbulim, by confusion, and by insecurities and so on. Therefore, the menuchas nefesh we've been learning all depends on that zeis, on living in the heref ayin, and living in that second that the person is in. Last time, we spoke be'ikr regarding the kedushas hazman, the nekuda of time, the moment that a person is in. However, as you recall, we spoke about kedushas hamokim as well. That means the recognition, that feeling, that awareness that in this particular place that I'm in, at this time, that the Baruch Shalom put me in this place, that it's Hashgacha Pratis that he wanted me here. How can I uncover the Kedusha of this Makom, of this place that I'm in? A long time ago, there was a great and holy Jew who lived a very stormy and difficult life. And it's the same tzaddik we've been talking about, David Malkin Mashiach. And David HaMelech, in Kapitel Kuf Lamed Beis, David HaMelech says, Shia Ma'alois, Shchor Hashem LeDavid as Karl Unaisai. Remember Hashem, remember for David, remember for me, all of my suffering, all of my difficulties. And what specifically is David HaMelech talking about? Asher Nishba LaHashem. Remember Rabbeinu Shalom. Remember how I swore to you. Noda la'avir Yaakov. How I made a vow to the strong one, to the powerful one of Yaakov, to Hashem. And what is the oath? What was the vow? Im avai ba'ohel beisi. Rabbeinu Shalom, I swore to you that I would never ever return to the tent of my own house, meaning to my own home. Im ela al eres yitzuai. I swore that I wouldn't go and sleep anymore in my own bed. Im etan shnas le'enai lafapai snuma, that I wouldn't give sleep or slumber to my eyelids. Ad emtsa mokam l'Hashem, until I would find a place for you, Hashem, a mokam for Hashem, for the one who is called mekayim shalalim, the place. I wouldn't sleep, I wouldn't go to my house until I would find you a place. Mishkanos la'avir Yaakov, a resting place for the powerful one of Yaakov, for Hashem. And then David HaMelech concludes and goes on, Ki v'achar Hashem b'tzion, of course, what is that place? What's the final place? That Hashem has chosen Tzion. Yivol l'moishav lai. Hashem desires this as a place to dwell. Zais menuchasi adei ad. Hashem, you have declared, you have designated Tzion, Yerushalayim, as your resting place. Zos menuchasi ad de'ad. This is the place of my menucha. Po eshev ki ivisiha. Here I will live. Here I will dwell, because so I desire. This is David's relentless bakasha, search for the makam l'Hashem, for the place. And each and every one of us has to join David HaMelech in that search. We, Baruch Hashem, know where Yerushalayim is, that exact point on earth, which is the Mokum Mamish, the Mokum. There is some uncertainty surrounding that. There is right now a Tumah of the Ishmaelim that surrounds that Mokum. But we know how to get to Yisrael. We know where Yerushalayim is. We know where the Har HaBayis is. We have pretty much of a good understanding of the Mokum. And yet the search of David HaMelech for the Malkum is a search that he wanted each and every one of us to join him in. This search, we understand, that the Malkum is not only in Yerushalayim. That is the ultimate makom, Zosu Nechasi Adayad. But each and every person has to find a makom im Hashem, the makom with Hashem. Because we know that even if a person has a beautiful home, because remember that David Malka Mashiach, David HaMelech had the most magnificent palace, and he lived in the most splendorous, beautiful way. And yet David Malka said, I'm homeless. I don't have a home. As long as I don't have a place for Hashem, I'm homeless. I don't have a home. I can't have nuchas and nefesh. A person can have the most beautiful home in the world, and he can have the most luxurious living quarters and the most comfortable bed, and everything is gewaldig. But if he doesn't find a makom for Hashem, then he can't have menucha. Because the menuchas hanefesh, that's what David HaMelech is saying, I can't sleep, I have no place to live. I'm wandering around the world until I am able to settle in that makom with Hashem's Baruch. To find Hashem's makom in my life. It's not just a matter of searching for a mountain, or searching for a particular place on that mountain. It's a matter of finding and making a makom for the makom shel olam in my life. And only then can a person have a makom. But if he doesn't have the makom shel olam, then he doesn't have a makom. He's homeless, no matter where he is. He's homeless. And if he's able to make a makom for Hashem, a place for Hashem, then no matter where he is in the world, he has a makom, he has a place. And when a person lives in the time and lives in his space, so then he's able to have with Hashem and Zbruch, and he's able to have, and it's the only way that he's able to have, menuchas and nefesh. Now you know that David HaMelech had a great and awesome descendant, an enikel of David HaMelech that we've been talking about so much, and was zayche to try to learn some of his Torahs. And that's Rabbi Nachum from Breslov. And Rabbi Nachum from Breslov, his whole life was such a wanderer. Even when he had a home as a child, he was always wandering in the woods and from village to village. Later on in life, the halach v'nasaya of Rabbi Nachman, it was almost impossible for us to follow his journeys, the trips that he was constantly taking. All of Rabbi Nachman's trips were to find the makom. Rabbi Nachman tells us that in that tkufa, in that period of time, before the ptir, the stalkers, before Rabbi Nachman died, Rabbi Nachman would often go with him alone on tiulim, to go spatsiering, to go outside of the town, outside the city, because of his weakness and his poor state of health, that he would be able to relax a little bit. And Rabbi Nachman says that on those trips, Rabbi Nachman would reveal to him the most remarkable Torahs. And he heard from him great and awesome sichas on those trips. And Rabbi Nachman tells us, V'acharkach, about one particular day, V'acharkach behayosi imay basada, and then I was with him in the field. V'dova ukvar bikesh lalois al ha'agola lachsa lebeisai. And Rabbi Nachman already expressed his desire to go back on the wagon so that we should return home. And this gagel mitoich sichasai hakadosha. And as we were getting onto the wagon, Rabbi Nachman began to talk. And in that sicha, shegila lefanei hatayra haneiroha, Rabbi Nachman revealed to me that great and awesome Taira ala pasik, V'ayeh haseh la'ayla, you all know, is when Avram Avinu was going up with Yitzchak to the Akedah, and he saw the mountain, he saw the place, and he asked, where is the lamb for the offering? On these words, V'ayeh haseh la'ayla, Rabbi Nachman revealed, Rabbi Nosson says to him, a great and awesome teaching. We have this now in the second chelik of Lakuta Maran, the 12th Tayre Yud Beis. And Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Nosson writes, V'hi amuka ma'oid ma'oid. This Tayre, V'aye hasel o'ila, is very, very deep. V'chayesam l'chaye o'ilam. And has given us life and gives life to the Jewish people forever and ever. Obviously, we're not going to be able to learn that entire Torah, and whoever has it, look at the Maran, should try to take a look, each person on his or her own level, to understand the oimik that Rabbi Nosson was talking about, each person, the yamuka ma'oid ma'oid, to give us life. We could try to take just a little piece of that from the end to give us life today. and for our children and for our grandchildren. At the end of that Torah, Rabbi Nachman brings the Yerushalmi. It says in the Yerushalmi, in Tanis, Im yoyim elecha adam, heichan elekecha. The Yerushalmi says that if a person asks you, where is your God? He wants to know, where is the makam of Hashem? Where is your God? Aye elekecha. Taimeloi, you should answer. So, what would we answer? We would probably say, God is everywhere, or God is in Yerushalayim, or God is in Shul, in the Aron Kodesh. I mean, there are many, many things that we would say, or that our children would say. But the Yerushalmi tells us, in Yom Elecha Adam, Heichan Elokecha, if a person comes and asks you, where is your God? Taimeloi, this is what you should answer. The Krach Gadol Shalraimi, in the great metropolis of Rome. That's where our God is. But that's the last place on earth that we would look for God. Each and every one of us runs away from that place, that place that is the anti-God of the world, that place that is the world headquarters of the Avi Ovis Hatumah of Esav, of Amalek, whose entire existence is to oppose the revelation of the Rebbeinu Shalom in this world. And yet the Yerushalmi says, if someone asks you, where is God? Tell him in the great city of Rome. So Ben Achman says, what does that mean? Shagam Sham, what the Gemara is saying is that even there, meaning, even the lowest, most disgusting place on earth, Shagam Sham, Shemeleim Gilulim Vavadazara, the place that's filled with idols, with Avadazara, Gam Sham, Mustahu Yisbarach, even there, even in that place, Mustahu Yisbarach, the Baruch Shalom is even there, is hidden in that place. The HaKlal, Rabbi Nachman said, Kshenoyfel Hashem, Chasr Shalom, a person in this world, even if he's living in a nice neighborhood like the Five Towns, it's possible, God forbid, to be Neufel, to fall into that place. Because sometimes a person can be living in one place, but God forbid, with his thinking, he's even in a worse and lower place. Because we know from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh that a person is where his thoughts are, where his feelings are, and his thoughts. So Ben Achman says that Kshenoyfel Hashem Chas V'Shalom. Rabbi Nachman says that even if a person falls into that place, he finds himself in this place, whether physically or in any other level of Nefesh Ruach Neshama, he finds himself where? In the Kargolos Shabiraimi, in the metropolis of Rome. Kshenoyfel Hashem, he says, Chas V'Shalom, Azai, Kshemaschil Avakesh. So what should a person do when he's in that place? In a place where he sees only Tumah and Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Nachman says, there's an eight Zai, Kishamaschil Lavakesh, when the person begins to cry out and to beg and to ask and to seek, like David HaMelech, Aye Mekayim Kevaydai, Rabbi Shalom, where is the place of your glory? In this place, where is your covet? Where are you in this place? Bezehu Mechayis Atzmer, Rabbi Nachman says, with this he will be able to revive himself, to bring himself back to life. Kichias Aklipis Urak Mehastar, because the only way that there can be a place like Rome, and the only way that there could be any place, whatever it is in your life that's the Rome of your life, whether it's in Manhattan or London or Paris, whether it's in a particular street of the city, whether it's in a particular hotel or village or city, whatever that is. But it's that place that's bringing you mamish down. And that place where you walk into, you feel the filth, the distance. All of that comes, he says, from one thing. Rak min ha'astar. It comes from the concealment of Hashem Zbarach. The fact that Hashem is hiding. Because, of course, Ibn Nachman tells us that there is no place without God. It's just the thickness of the klipas in those in that place, which is called Kagodlo Shabaromi, the thickness is terrible. So Ibn Achman says, Mashanista Hashem is Baruch Shama Tachlis Hazdara, because in that place, the lowest place, there Hashem is so hidden, it's betachlis ahastar. It's the worst. Ad she'en yoydin v'men yizbarach klal. So you can walk into that place and be in that place, and you don't think of him at all, and you don't see him at all, and you don't feel his presence at all. Adarabah, everything there is the opposite of God. Avotekef, Rabbi Nachman says, however, immediately, when you begin to call out, you begin to seek and to ask, like David HaMelech, that I can't rest, I can't stop until what? I become kavod, until I find where is Hashem's kavod. Where is the place of His kavod? I become kavod. Nimsa, that when a person at least, as soon as he at least begins with that bakasha of I become kavod. What he's saying is that Rabbi Shalom, I know that you're here. I know that you're here even in this place, even in this disgusting place that I'm in. I know that you're here. I know that you exist. I know that you're here. But you're so hidden, I don't see you. Like I mentioned many times, once I was talking to you about how the Satan Rav Susagimana, how he was crying that Hoshana Rabbah when he first came to America, and he was in shul with all the shares of plate of the Jews that left behind their parents, their children, their husbands, their wives in Europe, and the Satan Rav was with them, and he started to cry out. He said, Rabbi Shalom, we all know that you're here, but show yourself to us. We had such a hard time these last years. It's so hard for us. We know and we believe that you're here, but reveal yourself to us here in this place, that each and every one of us should feel it ba'omik nishmaso, in the depths of his neshama, that you're here with us every second, with all that we've been through and all that we've suffered through, that you're with us. So Ibn Achman says that when the person begins to ask, that means I'm saying, I know that the Baruch Shalom is here, I just can't feel him, I can't see him, but I know that he's here. That's why I'm asking. And afterwards, Ibn Achman says that if a person asks, and he keeps on searching and wondering and asking Hashem to help, I am a kavodei, then he says, eventually you will be able to what? You'll be zoicha lalis misham legamre. You'll be able to climb completely out of that place, not to get dragged down by it, not to get lost, not to be destroyed in that place. El HaKedusha Ba'atzma, and to be lifted up mamish to a place of Gevaldige Kedusha. So Ibn Achman is teaching us here at the end of this Torah that a person, a Yid, could be in a place, and it seems to him that in that place Chas V'Shalom, the Baruch Shalom, couldn't be with him in that place, because that place for him is the Kach Godel Sharaimi, is that metropolis of Rome. At that time, at that place, the avoid of a Jew is to stop, to try to stop, and to be misbainain, to think, and to be mischazik, to strengthen himself, and misamates, to try so hard, lidroi, shlovakish, lachapish, to beg and to ask and to seek. I am a Kohen Kavodah. Hashem is Baruch, in this place, where are you? Because Rabbi Nelson explains, in Chayshem Mishpah Gvias Chayv Mehayisayim Gimel, Rabbi Nelson explains that the whole Bria, the whole creation, was only to reveal Hashem's Kavod. Meloich al Haaretz Kavodah, the whole world is filled with Hashem's Kavod. Every molecule of existence has hidden in it Hashem's kavod. And hakol bar lechvaydai, hakol bar lechvaydai. We say that by the chasna, by the shavu brachas, hakol bar lechvaydai. There are many reasons why we say it. What does it have to do with the chasna? Hakol bar lechvaydai. Because sometimes, you know, maybe under the chuppah, in that place of the chuppah, the chasna kala, feel very connected to each other and feel very connected to Hashem's baruch. But it's possible that after they leave the wedding hall, after they're no longer in that makom, they have to set up a different makom, wherever that makom is, if there's Zayich in Yerushalayim, or if it has to be in the Five Towns, or in Kew Garden Hills, or in Muncie, or Monroe, wherever they set up their makom, far away from the catering hall, far away from the makom of their chuppah. So it's very, very hard sometimes to feel connected to each other and connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The bracha of Shehakol Baruch Lechvaydai means every single place has Hashem's covered, Hashem's greatness, Hashem's presence, His love is hidden in that place. Meloichol Ha'aretz Kevaydai means that all of reality is melubash, is enclosed Hashem's covet and hides and conceals Hashem's covet. As we learned many times, the Chazal tell us that the word olam, world, is from the word he'elam or ne'elam, which means to hide, to cover, and to conceal. But the metzias, the true metzias, is melai chol ha'aretz kevaydai. The world is filled with Hashem's covet. And therefore, the ikar avayda of a person is not to spend his entire life thinking about when I get to a better place, then I will find Hashem. When I get out of the Krah Goldel Shabarami, as we spoke about many, many times in 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks ago, we spoke about this, that feeling that a person has, that when I'll live in Yerushalayim, then I'm going to be a big Ovid Hashem. And then when he gets to Yerushalayim, and he's still a lot of problems, not going so well, so then my problem is that I'm not in the old city of you, when I'll be in the old city of Yerushalayim, then I'll be an Ovid Hashem. And then the person thinks, no, it's not going well here. Even in the old city, he's screaming and fighting, yelling at his kids, yelling at his wife. He's not davening right. He's not learning right. He's looking at the wrong things. He's thinking the wrong things. Because you know that one of the tests before Mashiach comes is davke in the old city of Yerushalayim. There's so much tum in the old city of Yerushalayim itself. And the person says, no, but if I live mamish by the kaisel, then I'll be an elachid. And then it's not enough by the kaisel, I have to try to, maybe when I'll be all the way, lifnai v'lifnim in the kaisel kadashim, then I'm going to be an elachid. The tachlis of Avedas Hashem is, how do I find the makam? How do I reveal Hashem's covet? Aye, the kaim kevaydai, to seek Hashem's presence, Hashem's being, in the place that I'm in right now. Ayim Mekayim Kevaydai. That is the way that leads to Yerushalayim. We'll talk about that at the end. That's how you bring yourself eventually. If you ask your whole life, Ayim Mekayim Kevaydai, then you're creating a chain to Hashem's Baruch that eventually drags you back to Yerushalayim. If you're such a Jew that asks, Ayim Mekayim Kevaydai, there are plenty of Jews that they talk about Yerushalayim, 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 and all they do is march up and down Fifth Avenue talking about Yerushalayim. Will we eventually be in Yerushalayim? It depends. It depends on how we seek God and whether or not we seek Him during the days that we're stuck, for whatever reason. We're stuck in the Krach Gadol Shebaraimi. We're stuck in this place that's called Rome. But the person who has this tsar, this anguish, when he's in that place where God is hidden, and he asks, Ayim Mekayim Kevaydai. So he's able to begin the process of lifting himself up, as Rabbi Nosson writes, and Rabbi Nachman, out of that place of Rome, and into the place to begin towards Yerushalayim. And that's why when Shlomo HaMelech describes Golus, he says Golus is this: Kitzipor Noidedes Min Kina, like a bird that is wandering away from its nest. Kein Ish Noided Mim Kaimai. So does a person wander away Mim Kaimai, from his place. Kitzipor Noidedes Min Kina, Kein Ish Noided Mim Kaimai. That's what a Jew is in Golus. Like a bird, like a bird that jumps from one place to another, that has wandered away and lost its way home. That's why one of the keenest on Tisha B'Av talks about that, and the image of Klal Yisrael like this bird that has wandered away from her mother, from the Shechina, and is searching throughout Golus. the Metzias of Golus is Kain Ish Noideid Mimkaima. You don't have a place. You don't have a place. And that's why the Baruch Shalom said to us in Chumash and Dvarim, what's it going to be like in Golus? The Hefitz Hashem Eschem Ba'amen. The Torah already told us that the Baruch Shalom is going to disperse you amongst the nations. V'heifetz Hashem Eschem Ba'amen. And what can we do in that matzav of being dispersed? And remember, the dispersion here means on different levels. It doesn't only mean where you physically live, but to be a person that has no menuchas nefesh, that has no yeshiv hadas. For a person who is in himself mefuzu umefoyret, he is living in a state of internal dispersion and turmoil. He is a diaspora Jew. That's what a diaspora Jew means. You could be a diaspora Jew living by the Kaisel. If you're such a person that you're noided mimkoma, you don't have the mokum, like we spoke about a few weeks ago from Rabbi Yoshebeir, the Indian of the nomad who wanders from place to place. So Hashem Zbaruch said, V'heifitz Hashem Eschem ba'amen. And what is the Eitzah? There's only one Eitzah. V'kashtem misham es Hashem Elokecho metzasa. From that place that you're going to be in, this is the reason that the Baruch Shalom sent this into the world, because the Neshamas, when the Neshamas were in Shemayim, the Neshamas were in the place with Hashem. The Baruch Shalom sent this into this world, into a world which is the Kah Godel Shabaraymi. And the Baruch Shalom's presence is covered, is everywhere. Everywhere is Hashem's covered. But the covered is covered. And the Tachlis of Golus is Uvikashta Misham as Hashem Elokecha. Not to dream just about one day you'll be in the place, but in the place that you're in, Uvikashta Misham, from that place that you're in. Whether it's at work, whether it's at home, whether it's in a place where you shouldn't have gone to begin with, but from that place, uvikashta misham es Hashem Elokecha matzasa. The Torah promises that if you truly seek Him, if you truly ask, I am a kohen kevayder, from that place, whatever that place is, uvikashta misham es Hashem Elokecha matzasa. Because the condition is the tnai, kisid yoshana b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha. Only if you seek Him with all of your heart and soul. You will find Him. You will find Him. When this pasuk was said, Moshe Rabbeinu looked ahead. He looked ahead and he saw that bird, Knesset Yisrael, that would be completely and totally fablunged in Golus. Not just in terms of where they live. We live now, Baruch Hashem, in beautiful neighborhoods, beautiful Jewish neighborhoods. But the Nevi'im saw, all the Nevi'im saw, that in the future there was going to be such a Meridik HaStara, there was going to be such a concealment. And especially Ikfus of the Mashiach in our times, at the end of time, after all the Girushim, after all the expulsions and the Shmadis and the pogroms and the Halkos, the Ritzichas and the Brichas of Jews running from one place to another, Mamish. That we've, even though now that we finally found comfortable and pleasant and affluent neighborhoods to live in, we've come to a point that we're more homeless than our ancestors. We're more homeless than our ancestors. How could that be? Because Shlomo HaMelech said, when Shlomo HaMelech looked and he saw Golus, this is what he said in Shir Shir. Al Mishkavi Balaylais. Shlomo HaMelech says that when I lie down to go to sleep at night, Bikashti Esha Ahava Nafshi, I seek the love of my soul. Bikashti V'lay Mitzasev, I seek Him, I can't find Him. The Laylos, of course, lying down at night means Golus, the night of Golus. And lying down means during the difficulties of Golus, the concealment of Golus. Bikashti Esha Ahava Nafshi, Bikashti V'lay Mitzasev. Akuma Na, Shlomo says, I get up. The Soivav Be'ir, and I wander through the city. I dray around in the city. That's what most of the Chabad does during the week. The Soivav Be'ir, Beshvakim or Bechayvis, in the marketplaces and on the streets. Avaksha Esha Havanavshi. I am seeking the love of my soul, the love of my life. Shlomo Melech was looking ahead into the future. So So it used to be, that a person, when he would be home in his house, he was only home, and all there was in his house, if it was just himself, that it was himself and the Baruch Shalom. If he was zeicher to have a wife and children, then it was himself, the wife, the kids, and the Baruch Shalom. But that was the house that he was in, and that was his life. When he would go out of his house to the marketplaces, to the shvokim and to the rechayvis, to the kar gadol shebiraimi, so he would have to leave the house. But at least he had one place in the world. He had one place, even if it was a tiny, broken, miserable little basement. But he had one place in the world that when he went into that place, he felt that mokum. He was able to feel the love of a wife, of children, of Hashem Yisbarach in that place. He had at least epis a mokum. But Shlomo Melech saw in the future what was going to be, that even when a person's in his own house, he's no longer home. And this was a process that began before the internet, before computers. This was something that began already. The telephone's a gewaltige kli to help in many different ways. And then the communications, radio, one thing led to the next. The radio and the, remember there was the phonograph, the record player. I don't know the seder of all of these discoveries, and the radio and then the television, until ultimately it's come to a point where now a person can live in his house, but he's not even in his house. Because even when he's in his house, he goes into the room and he turns on a radio. That's what it was already many, many years ago. He would turn on the radio. He'd talk on the phone. You're talking on the phone, so that means that you're already not completely in your house. Part of you is in the place that you're talking to. So if you're talking to somebody in Queens, so you're already, part of you is in Queens. If you're talking to Australia, then that's very, very far away. You, very far away, there's a part of you in Australia. But then when it came to the radio, to television, we understand that a person is in his house, but then he turns on a machine, and then with the machine, even though he's sitting in his chair in his tiny apartment, he's already by the shvakim and the rechayvis. He's in Miami, he's in Los Angeles, he's in London, he's in Paris, he's in Tokyo, he's climbing a mountain, he's scuba diving. He doesn't have a mokum. Man became homeless. As modern technology opened up the entire world before man's eyes, it took away from the person. While it provided man with many opportunities, especially in business, but it took away from man what he most desperately needs, which is a mokum, a place. Therefore, now it's possible to even go shopping on the internet. It used to be that at least the kalapachis, that a person would have to go outside to go shopping. You would have to go to the street and you'd have to go around a little bit. Okay, so there are many milas that a person, unbelievable milas, that a person doesn't necessarily have to go anywhere, and it's easier and it saves time, and there are a lot of bad things on the street also, all of that. But if you think about it, and this is not talking b'chlal what the internet is and all the other problems and so on, but this nakuda of being in your house, but while you're in your house, you're shopping, you're someplace, you're shopping, you know, you're shopping for you know, a baseball glove someplace in Atlanta, or you're trying to buy your Louisville Slugger, you know, in Kentucky, that to go straight to the manufacturer to buy that baseball bat. I don't think they make it from wood anymore, so I don't know where they make the metal bats, wherever they make, maybe in Pittsburgh or something, they make metal bats. But you're going to find, where can I get a Shahava Nafshi, the bat. I can't find it in Herman's, I can't find it in one of the local joints, but if I go in my room and I press the button, then I'm able to search the entire world, maybe even the universe, for the bat. So the person now is no longer in his house. He's no longer in his house. He mamish is homeless. He's everywhere in the world but his home. He's all over the world but he's not home. So we've come to such a matzav in Golis that Shlomo Melech saw in the future such a thing. A person doesn't have a mokum. He's without a place. He's without a mokum. It's a Torah in Likud Halachas. Listen to the words of Rabbi Nosson. Kibeis sheha adam rochek mikdushas yisbarach. When a person feels that he is far away from Hashem's holiness, from Hashem, who nov v'nod, he's dragging around, he's wandering, umetultol, and he's being lifted up like a leaf that's being blown from one place to another. Everybody's annoyed with the computer. because the computer that they bought last year doesn't go as fast as the one that they bought this year. So they have to go now and buy a new computer because the old computer takes 3 seconds to get them to get them to Japan, and the new one can get them to Japan in 1 second. But what they both have in common is that the person is mamish anav and nadnikas tutal. The doichin oisim b'dushasim yedechi al dechi. The person doesn't have any yeshiva das, doesn't have any menuchas anefesh. As he's blown, he's slept from one place to the other, he doesn't have a makom. And he feels, because of this, the nature of a person is that he feels, when he's not rooted and he's not connected, so he doesn't feel the kedushas Hashem. And he's doichin oisim b'dushasim yedechi al dechi rachmar l'islam. So what's the Eitzah? So Ibn Nelson says, Afal pichein imu chazak va'amid, so a person is strong and courageous, levakesh, to ask, lidresh, and to seek, ulechapes, and to search for, v'lachta b'chol eis, and to dig deep into that place that he's in, ulezgageya, v'lichsef, ulevakesh, eis sh'ahav anavshoi, Limtzei Oisei Yisburach, at that moment, at that place that he's in, to try to close off everything and to close his eyes, and to ask, Ayi Mekam Kevaydai, Azei Afal Pishadayin Oivim Yomim Vishonim Harbe, even though Rabbi Nelson says many, many days and many years have gone by, Ben Ezeich Lemotzei Yisburach, and you haven't been privileged, you haven't been Zeichet to find him, or this Karaveilov, or to be close to him. Afal Pichein Yede V'Yamin, if you concentrate, you'll be able to know and to believe, Ki B'chol Eis V'Eis, every single moment, that's what we were talking about last week, every moment, every Zman, Aydekol Bakosha Bakosha, he said you should know, that each and every time that you were called out and you were trying to find Hashem Yisburach, Ayin Mekam Kevado, in that place that you were in at that time, why they called Drisha or Drisha, any tiny little effort that you put into finding him, into seeking him, into looking for him, Shadarishum Avakishum Achapas Nimsai Kvay Kedusha Yisburach, to connect, to see the Banishum, to see the Mekam Yisholayim in that Makam that you're in. By they call habata v'gagua, every single, any gesture, any tiny little drop of longing, shemabit v'toyla einai, that you at least can, well, at least you could remember for a second. So you're searching the entire world for the bat, for the sneakers, for the whatever it is, for the earmuffs that you want. You're searching the entire world for a customer that's going to buy this or to sell that and so on. That you're able to, for a second, just to stop and to close your eyes and to say, Rabbi Shalom, I'm like a bird, mamish. I've wandered so far from your nest. I'm asking you, are you Mekayim Kavadai in this place? Rabbi Shalom, show me where I am now in my life, that you're here with me. The title, even that, so the Rabbi Nelson says that any slight, tiny effort that a person has ever made in his life to look for Hashem, v'toyla ena l'rachma v'yizbaruch, aydei kol tnua utnua, any movement that he's made, sh'poyna l'akdusha, to what? To face holiness, to look for holiness, aydei kol zezoyche b'chol pam, you should know that any time that you did anything in this world of ayim akam kevaydai, while you were in that place, the kragolu shabaraimi, whether the kragolu was actually that you were foolish enough to spend thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars to actually take a trip to Rome, or whether you're smart and you just press the button that says Rome on your machine. But any way that you ended up in the kragolu shabaraimi, any effort that you make to ask, Ayi mekayim kevaydai, Ayi dekol zezoyche b'chol pam l'shaber choymais barzel v'daltsas nechayshis. You are able to do, through that, you are able to smash down, to break down iron doors, iron walls, and gates and doors of copper. Even though after the moment passes, after that clarity, it starts again, and you get blundered again, you get lost on the streets and the markets, and you forget the tachas of your life, and you forget that the Baruch Shalom is here with you in this place, at this moment of your life. And because of that, God forbid, you fall into all kinds of avarice and bad thoughts and bad words and bad actions. You should know that any time that any effort that you ever put into this bakasha, what David HaMelech was working on, and you joined David HaMelech to seek Hashem, to seek a place for Hashem, you should know that it was never wasted. Chas v'shalom. There's not one gesture of seeking holiness that's lost. But if you keep on trying, you don't give up hope. He says, "Sof kol sof, you'll find him." And he says, and it's true. B'chol adam b'chol zman shesvichin la'avrolav idan v'idonim harbe v'kama yamim and aharus etahimus and meimus b'chulof and shesvichin la'avrolav. Rabbi Nosson says, in this life that we're in, how many oceans and rivers, how many depths, tahimus, valleys and meimus b'chulof and shesvichin la'avrolav. A person has to pass through in life, and they pass over a person in life. It becomes with boris. How many deserts do we have to pass through? Hamaleim the choshev v'akrabim gedolim v'neiroyim. If any of us would be on this on a street in Manhattan, already I use Manhattan just as a muscle because it's a very busy place and a lot of people work there. But imagine if you would close your eyes, you would see the whole place is filled with the choshev and akrabim. It's a scary thing. If you look at your boss, I'm not talking that your boss is an elohid. I'm saying that if you're in a bad girl or someplace in a city somewhere, in some office, and you close your eyes and you see that this fancy office with the most beautiful furniture and the most beautiful people, that the whole office is a midbar, is a desert, and all the people on the chashim and akrabim, they're all snakes and scorpions. And these, and hakama midbaris, hamalein the chashim v'akrabim gedolim v'neiroim, that a person has to go through in this world, all these strange makaymas. You know, you sit, if a person stops in the city, I mean, I haven't really done this in many, many years, but when I once mentioned to you that when I was still a bacher, so with some of my friends, we worked in Manhattan in a place, in like a factory, And we would eat lunch just to get out of the heat of the place, because it was even hotter than outside, inside there. So we would go out and we would sit outside, and we would have a sandwich and we'd sit outside and the entertainment, you don't have to go to any theater or to any movie. If you just sit in Manhattan and watch the people go by, there's no question that within 30 seconds you're going to see like all kinds of modern things, like a circus mamish. Also brachna human beings, each one with his inyan and her inyan, but all kinds of crazy, crazy marais of nechosham and akrabim in the midbar that we're in. And a person mamish can go out of his mind if a person has eyes to see this. Sachlava ma'adash ha'zoichel l'konis ha'shara kedusha b'amis. B'zad dar v'iyef shel ha'peladaber. Rabbi Nosson says, I can't even speak about this anymore. Ulevar l'sapa, one person can't even tell this, to explain this to his friend l'chaveiro. Ad heichem l'tzorech l'schazek, how much each and every one of us has to try to be mischazek and golos. You know, I was recently away, and I was for Shabbos, so by my old friend, by the Rav, in the place that I was staying, and he mentioned something that Rabbi Grossman, and one of the Chavarim told me that Rabbi Grossman said this when he was here, when we had him here last year. I don't remember that he said this, but you know that Rabbi Grossman is a big, big Elich Yid, that Tzadik from Eretz Yisrael, that for his whole life he's Makar of Jews, he brings Jews back to the Rebbein Shalom. So one time he had to be Shabbos in Manhattan. And you know, in Manhattan, there's places in Manhattan where we have, Baruch Hashem, our people. We have our people, and we have shuls and mikvahs and schools, especially in the west side. There's a very beautiful kibbutz of our people that are in that place in Manhattan. But you have to be very careful, you know, where you walk, to just stay in the right neighborhood. So what happened once with Rabbi Grossman is that he was spending Shabbos by a certain shul, by a certain rabbi over there in the city, and after they finished the meal, so Rabbi Grossman said to his host, to the rabbi, that let's go, it's Friday night, let's go a little bit to walk, to get some air. So okay, so they went down, and the rabbi was trying very, very hard, of course, to make sure that they would only go on those nice, you know, blocks, you know, whatever, by West End Avenue, you know, those nice little areas there, and to walk where you see other people, the Yidden walking, and to go. But Rabbi Grossman was pulling him someplace else, and he was pulling him towards a very a very bad spot. There's a club, I don't know if it's still in existence, but there's a club, except Broadway, I don't know. There's a club that is owned, and run and managed and populated by Israelis, by our brothers and sisters, by Yidden. And this is a hangout Friday night with the music and all of the other things that go with that in those clubs in the city. And the last place in the world that this rabbi wanted to go Friday night was here, because, you know, he Rabbi Grossman is just visiting. So, but for the rabbi who has to live there and work in that neighborhood, it would be terrible if any of the balabatim would see him going into such a place. I think in the end he met some balabatim in there also, but it would be a terrible thing. So he had no choice, because what are you going to do? You can't argue with the tzaddik. So the tzaddik, Rabbi Grossman, was pulling him, and he said, and the rabbi said, please, Rabbi, I don't want to go into here. What are we going? He says, we're going into here. You know, those of you know about Rabbi Grossman, that's his avoda in the world, to save Jews. Especially, he knows the Sprach, the Israelis, those are his people. He did some, obviously, he did some intelligence work before, and he found out. And probably that's why he came to Manhattan. I'm sure the rabbi thought he came for him, or he came for fundraising. But really, Rabbi Grossman went for that Friday night spazier, for the little trip into that club. So what happened? So what I was told was that Rabbi Grossman came up there, and he walked into this place. You can imagine, here Yid comes with a long beard and pace and a strimal. Some of them probably recognize, he's famous, and so they probably recognize him from newspapers or from television. So maybe they knew him from a club, you know, someplace, one of the discos that he went into in Tel Aviv to get them to look. So Rabbi Grossman goes into this place, and, you know, you can imagine that everybody, the music stops, and Rabbi Grossman, with a big smile, starts, you know, Shalom Aleichem, starts to sing, and the Kiddush, whatever it said, he had wine there, I don't know how, or what. But, you know, he just started Shalom Aleichem, and this rabbi said that from that ma'aseh with Rabbi Grossman, kama, some of those people ended up becoming Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, became Shomer Shabbos. I don't know if the place still is open, and it certainly doesn't mean that it stopped, and that he was able to heal that place, to bring a refuah and a yeshua to that place. But what was he saying? What was Rabbi Grossman saying? What Rabbi Grossman was saying is, like, to the rabbi was this: look, we've given up on certain places, just like we've given up on certain Jews who are in those places. But Rabbi Grossman says there's no such thing. Because even in this place, even in this crazy place with the flashing lights and the chreis, whatever they do in these places, even in this place, is Maloich al Haaretz Kevaydai. The covet of Hashem is in this place. And his children are in this place. So we have to ask. Ayeh Mekayim Kevaydai. We have to ask, together with these Yidden, to ask, where is the Ribono Shel Olam Chevra? Where is the Ribono Shel Olam here? Each and every one of you. Let's stop for a second. Let's ask. Ayeh Mekayim Kevaydai. Levakesh Lechapes. Ayeh Mekayim Kevaydai. When a person begins to think and begins to ask, then Rabbi Nachman said that ultimately he can be brought out. And really, this is the entire Yontif of Lag BaOmer that we recently was zeichet to celebrate, even though we were far away from Iran, but we weren't, as we spoke about, by the Hilula, that we're able even to have that Makom in our Makom. That's what we're talking about from the Moray 9, from the Chernobyl on the night of the Hilula, that even though we're thousands of miles away, we're able, in the place that we're in, to have what? A taste of Rabbi Shimon, to be in the place, in the tzion of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And what's the promise that Rabbi Shimon made? You remember that at that time the other Chachamim said, "Asid the Torah shetestakech mi Yisrael." It's Chafan. That's it. The game's over. The Torah is going to be forgotten. We can't do it anymore because of who? Because of Krach Gadol Shebaraimi. Because Rome is winning. Rome is beating Yerushalayim. We can't do it. We can't hold on anymore. They're killing all the Chacham. They're destroying Yiddishkeit. And what they haven't destroyed by burning down and by blowing up, they're destroying by building disgusting theaters, and they're polluting our streets. They're the Rechavis of our lives. So I see the Torah shetestakech miYisrael. The Torah is going to be forgotten. We can't go on. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said the pasuk in Chumash and Devarim, "Ki lo sishakach mi pizaro." Absolutely not. God promised, "Ki lo sishakach mi pizaro." We spoke many times that the Seifei Tevis, the letters, the last letters of those words, "Ki" is Yud, "Lo" is Aleph, "Sishakach" is Ches, "Mi pi Zarai, Vav, spells Yochai. Because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was saying like this. Rabbi Shimon said that with this book, meaning with these teachings that I'm teaching you, Yafgun and Galusa, we're going to get out of Galus. He wasn't only talking about our times, you know, thousands of years ahead, leaving Galus and going back to Yerushalayim. What he was saying was that it's true. The Chachamim are right. And Rabbi Nelson explains this. I see the Torah Shetetakach Yisrael. There are going to be Jews who are going to forget Torah. They're going to forget that there's a Torah. They're going to forget that there's a Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Nelson explains. Both the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon were right. The Chachamim said, "I see the Torah should be forgotten because the Torah is going to be forgotten." And Rabbi Shimon said, "Ki loy sashaka." So Rabbi Nelson says they're both right. It means that even though it will be a time of forgetfulness and one will forget, loy tishtakach. Because Hashem's Baruch, that's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, and that's the meaning of the Zohar Kodesh, that shining light of the Pnimius. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, where you are, whatever your Golus is, the Baruch Shalom is hidden in that place. Rabbi Shimon is the Pnimius of Torah. Rabbi Shimon's whole Torah was one thing. In this place, in this time, in this person. Remember, the students of Rabbi Akiva didn't show covet to one another. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai came, who was one of the Talmidim, and Rabbi Shimon who survived, and later on would be one of the five Talmidim, the new Talmidim. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai came to fix what? The pgam of the students of Rabbi Akiva. What was the pgam? What went wrong? They couldn't see covet one in the other. It didn't mean they didn't see each other's covet. It means that they didn't see Hashem in each other. They didn't see what was holy in the other one. But Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the whole life of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was to ask the question, Ayin Akim Kavoide, in this person. Look deeply into this person. Don't look at the surface. Just like we learned last year, to say, any idea that I don't know, there's something much deeper, there's a secret in this person. To ask, I am a kind kevaylai. All of the pnimius of Torah, Kabbalah, all the Torahs and this Torah and hysteris, the hidden Torah of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is this one thing. Levakish, lechapes, I am a kind kevaylai. Is to search, to ask, where is Hashem's Baruch? Where is Hashem? You could either learn a piece of Gemara, or you could learn a pasuk, or you could learn a perish of something in me, and it doesn't bring you in the slightest way closer to Hashem. You don't feel anything. The same way in life, you could be in this place, you could be doing this, you could be at work, you could be at a friend, you could be married, you could have kids, and goodness, you feel nothing because you're not asking, I am a kaim kevaydai. As if Shimon Bar Yochai's whole Torah is to never stop asking, I am a kaim kevaydai, where is the Rabbein Shalom in your life? Where is the Rabbein Shalom in this Torah? Where's the Rabbein Shalom in this Gemara? Where's the Rabbein Shalom in your wife and your kids? Where's the Rabbein Shalom in yourself? Therefore, even though you're techama right, I see the Torah at the stock, and when you saw there will be forgetfulness, but there's a way out. And I'm telling you the way out. Tilois Yisrael, I'm a peace out. The way out is B'Sifra Do, with my teachings, Yafkim and Galusa. You could find the place. You could find the Mokim of Hashem in the Krak Golos Shabiraimi. Because the Baruch Shalom promised us that there's a way to find the Mokim for Hashem in the Mokim that you're in. Therefore we see an amazing thing, that when the Tzaddikim, when the students of Rabbi Shimon would go to see him, they would call it Aliyah L'Regel. The way it says, Pnei Odin Hashem, it says in the Zohar, Dov Rabbi Shimon, that when they would go to Rabbi Shimon, it was like they were going to Yerushalayim. Wherever Rabbi Shimon was Yerushalayim. To say such thing is Pnei Ha'odin Hashem. That's the pasuk that says in Chumash about going up to Yerushalayim to see the face of the Master of God. Hashem is the Master, Odin Hashem. And when they would go to Rabbi Shimon, they would say to go to Leila Regal, Rabbi Shimon, what does that have to do with Yerushalayim? That's why we see that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was called Yerushalayim. And in the Zohar, Rabbi Shimon was called Shabbos also. Because the time and the place, because Rabbi Shimon said, in this place, at this time, the Baruch Shalom is here. Kedushas Hamokim, Kedushas Hazman. And that's why the ultimate end of the journey was also seen by David HaMelech and by Shlomo HaMelech. And Shlomo HaMelech says in Shir HaShirim, when will be the end of the journey? Ad shehav Yosef el beis imi v'cheder herasi. Until I could bring my beloved into the house of my mother, into the bedroom of my parents. The end of the story, of course, is Yerushalayim. The end of the story is Yerushalayim. Zayis menuchasi adei ad. The Rebbe Shlom says, this is where I will dwell. This is the place of my menucha forever. And in the end, all of us are going to come back to that place and be in that place. And we're not going to have to be any other place and imagine being in the place. We will be in the place. But the Torah is teaching us, and that's what we learned today, is that there's only one way to get to that place. And even if you live in Yerushalayim, even if you live in Eretz Yisrael, there's only one way. You have to pass through the Kargol, the Shabaraimi. You have to pass through. You got to pay the toll. You got to pass through Kraf Gadol Shabaraim, the great metropolis of Rome, and that is the very, very, very beginning of our search. Because the search began really long before David Malki Mashiach. The search began with our father, with Avraham Avinu. The Baruch Shem said, "Take your only child, the one that you love, take Yitzchak. Take him up to one of the mountains." Doesn't say which mountain. He didn't tell him the place. So what happened? He got up and he went to the place. And then on the third day, Avraham Avinu lifted up his head and he looked and he saw the place from far away. And then he said, "No." The whole Torah, I have the place, I found the place, but to understand why is Hasel Ha'ayla, that you'd have to learn the Torah. Va'ayeh va'yomer Avram Elokim Yirulei Hasel Ha'ayla B'ni Rebbein Shalom, show me the land, show me what I'm supposed to do. So finally, Vayikra Avram Shema Makama Ahu Hashem Yira. Avram Avinu named the place Hashem Yira. Hashem see, we'll see. Hashem Yomahu Bahar Asher Yerim Hayoyin Bahar Hashem Yira. On Hashem's mountain he will be seen. What does Rashi say? Rashi explains, why does it say Al Achad Heharim, on one of the mountains? Why doesn't the Baruch Shalom tell him the Makam? Tell me the place. Give me the address. Where you are? What's the address? What's the place? Rashi says, "Imitzim Chazal, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Maaseh Hatzadikim, the Baruch Shalom hides it from the tzadikim. He causes them to wonder and to be astonished. V'Chakach Megalav. Finally, in the end, he shows them where it is. Why is that? Why does Hashem do that? Kedei laharbeis scharon, in order to increase this schus, this schar, the reward. V'Chayna, we see the same thing that Hashem told them." Lech lecha el ha'aretz asher areka. Go to the land that I will show you. Where what? Asher areka. What does this mean? It means that the Baruch Shalom is telling each and every one of us from the Zaydi Avram, from Avram Avinu, all of life is searching and wandering and looking for the place. Each and every person in his matzav of Ayokam Vayelach, each and every person, wherever he is, has to be asking Hashem, just like Avraham Avinu asked, where is the place? Where Ayeh? Ayeh Hasela Oila? Ayeh Mekan Kevada? Where is the place of Ben Shalom? In other words, wherever Hashem Baruch has sent you and I, why is it that we're here in this place? But wherever we are, we have to ask Ben Shalom, in this place that I'm in, how can I find you here? How can I see you in this place? How can I connect to you? How can I feel you in this place? I am a kind kevaydai. And only then, when the person is working on that drisha, on seeking in such a way, then we'll find the Baruch Shalom. Each and every person will be then brought back to the Makam Asher Amalah Elokim. And all of us are going to end up on the same mountain that Avraham Avinu ended up on. Every single one of us is going to be brought back to the mountain. But the Baruch Shalom did it in such a way where everybody has to wander around and ask, where is the mountain? Ayeh Hasaloyla. And where in my life, where right now, is the Makam Asher Mizbach? And it's late, we'll just end with a few sentences from Rabbi Nelson's tefillah on this Torah. Just listen to a couple of words, Mamish, for a minute. Zakeini, Azreini, Rabbi Shalom, help me. She'ezke levakish lechapis es kvaidcha be'emes. Rabbi Shalom, help me that I should be such a person that's seeking and looking for your covet be'emes. Ad shem tza'acha be'emes, till I truly find you. Chaneini, chaneini. Have rachmanis on me. Kishem Shagov Rachmecha Aleinu. Vahidaton Mirachai Tarag Vahazais. Rabbi Hashem, you had Rachmanis and you revealed through Rabbi Nachman, you revealed through the Tzaddik this Torah to us. Shechayma Limsa Ischa, Filo Batachlis Tachlis that you read, that we could find you, even in the Tachlis Tachlis of the lowest you read, even in the Kragadosh Rabbi Dechipus, Vabakosh Aye, Efohu, Aye Kedushasi. Rabbi Hashem, I'm asking you now. Help me, Rabbi Shalom. Aye kedushasi, where is my holiness that I had as a child? Aye taharasi, where's the pureness that I once knew? Aye nafshi viruchi v'neshmasi. Rabbi Shalom, where is my own ruach, my own nefesh ruach and neshama? Aye Hashem alokei eloseinu. Hamalei sanu me'erisayim. Where are you, Rabbi Shalom? The one who took us out of Mitzrayim, we heard all these stories about you. Where are you? Aye hamalei yisach miyam. Where is the one who took us out of the ocean? I am a kam kivoda. So there's a zeichen shetia how you read the tachlis aliyah that we should be able to change the yirida into the highest aliyah. On the Hashem, Rabbi Shalom, help me. Chaskeni v'amtenim to the shoschal yoyna. Strengthen me. Al tazreni Hashem, don't abandon me. Elokai al tirchak me. Man, it's hard enough for me where I am. Chushel azrosi, quickly come to help me. Zakeni me'at lekadosh atar atmi ve'emes. She eskal hargish lekus chalai bechol eis. I should be able to feel your presence, your godliness, every single place that I am. Why? I should know every moment of my life that the world is filled with you. You're in this place. And therefore I should be able to live. That I should feel the Baruch Shalom always where I am. And in doing so, lifting me up quickly from the filth to the pureness. It's ma'afela from darkness to the kind of mehera. That you promised us that you will throw upon us the waters of purification, and that you will purify us from all of the gilulim, all of the tumas, and all the avodah zaras of the kra godel shebiraimi that we're in. This Rabbi Yisai is the Pesach to Menuchas HaNefesh. The avoda of ayim ekam kavodai, where a person never gets lost in the past or in the future, and where the person never ever feels broken and sebrochen and confused, wherever he is in this world. If he asks ayim ekam kavodai, and he can grab on to that kavod of Hashem in that place, then he'll be able to find that zeis menuchasi adayad. He'll be able to have that zeis that David HaMelech was talking about. We see b'zeichem Mitzvah Hashem to join David HaMelech, to join Rabbi Nachman, to join all the tzaddikim in this search, and we see b'zeichem for the promise that was made by the Baruch Shalom that the search will end with all of us gathering from all four corners of the world to that place on the mountain Yerushalayim, Gula Hashem v'Amitis, from Yerushalayim and Amen.